winter. Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading at 3058 Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Shop Blackburn.com or buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. I'm so glad to have you joining the program today. Rules of engagement, the text line, the number is 33103, 33103. Just use the keywords, either Mike or Michael. Tell me anything, ask me anything. And then go over, you know, on X, formerly Twitter, go over on X and give me a follow. It's at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. So get off your lazy ass and go over and do that right now, at Michael Brown USA. So it's slightly after noon Eastern time, and we were told by El Presidente that if the Hamas had not released all of the hostages by noon today, which I assume, I didn't know whether he meant noon, you know, Tel Aviv time, noon Jerusalem time, noon Hamas time, wherever the hell they're located, which is everywhere, or noon when I sit down, and who knows what noon. But we do know that Hamas has released three hostages. And they apparently spent most of this past week pumping them, force-feeding them, trying to get them so they don't look like the last group of hostages they released, which looked like Holocaust survivors. So Trump's having some effect. And then when he was asked, I think either on his way to the Daytona 500 today or what, where, I think that's where he's headed today. By the way, there's just a sidebar. It's kind of funny. Caitlin Collins, who is the kind of the political reporter now on CNN. She's kind of taking over for Jake Tapper slowly but surely. I kind of know what's going on over there. It looks like there's a big internal fight going on. But Caitlin Collins, who is paid, I think, it's more than I make, probably more than you make. But she's making 1.5, 1.72 million, whatever the number is. And she's bitching and moaning about the fact that, you know, with this president, there's some weeks I have to work 7 days a week. And I thought, well, sister, welcome to, you know, I was walking the dogs this morning and somebody that knows who I am walked past me with their dogs and stopped and said, well, how's the program going? I suppose you don't have anything to talk about. And then I walk into this studio this morning and first thing Damien says to me is, Damien's filling in today. So if the program sucks, it's all his fault, not mine. What are you going to talk about? There's not much going on. There isn't much going on, is there? It's like, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. It never stops. Just go, 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 go. Well, anyway, so back to today, noon today. It's now 12:08 Eastern time. And they've released three more. But they haven't released all of them. Now, one was an American, so was that a token American? Let's throw in a Jewish American just to try to get Trump to back off. And Trump has said to Netanyahu, if they don't release all of them, it's up to you what you want to do. And who knows what Netanyahu or the Israelis are going to do. I think they ought to just raise it down, just completely, just, you know, blow it away, get rid of it. So, anyway. Have you ever thought about this? As I was during the week, and I kept thinking about this deadline coming up, who owns the Gaza Strip? Have you ever thought about that? Now, while Trump's proposing that we take temporary control of the Gaza Strip so we can clear it, you know, of unexploded ordnance, remove all the rubble, and then ultimately, as he's prone to do, redevelop the land, and then, you know, probably try to displace the territory's Palestinian residents, which, by the way, is not something that has not been done before. This is the so-called Palestinians have been shoved around throughout their entire history, and they've been offered a two-state solution, and they have refused to do so. So the so-called Palestinians, in my opinion, first of all, that's a made-up name. You know who the original Palestinians really were? The Jews. Yes. And until the Roman conquerors took over Samaria and all of the Judea and all of the Middle East, the Jews were referred to as the Palestinians. And then slowly but surely, you know, this is why I think that words matter. And as we go through time and people start using a certain word, like we've migrated from, you know, illegal aliens to the dominant media uses the word migrants. And now they're asylum seekers and everything else. No, that's not. Use the words as they were meant and originally meant to be used. But putting all of that aside, it isn't clear exactly or who exactly the United States would be taking the land from if we went in and just, you know, sent the 82nd Airborne, sent, you know, all the Navy SEALs, and just, boom, took over the land. Who are we taking it from? There's a nebulous series of treaties. Some that date all the way back to the Ottoman Empire, with all conflicting land claims and a breakdown in civil society and governance that is mosh pit right now, has left the Gaza Strip a patchwork of private public land holdings with no apparent governing authority. Who governs the Gaza Strip? The IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, the Israeli government, the United States, the Palestinians don't, and obviously Hamas doesn't anymore either. Now, ostensibly, the Gaza Strip, and fortunately, I've seen it. I've been there. And it hugs the Mediterranean coast between Israel and Egypt. And it is controlled, I'm not saying owned, but it is controlled right now by the Islamist Hamas terrorist group, and they seized control of that territory in 2007. Now, previously, in accordance with the Oslo Accords, the Gaza Strip was governed by what was called the Palestinian Authority. Remember the PLO? The Palestinian Liberation Organization, Yasser Arafat? And they also administer the West Bank territory that sits between Israel and Jordan. Well, the Palestinian Authority still maintains that it is rightfully the governing authority in this territory, though it currently has no effective presence there. It's like me claiming that, you know, I own Manhattan. I don't live there. I have no control over it. But I assert that I have control. That's kind of what Hamas is doing right now, and that's kind of what the Palestinian Authority is doing right now. Meanwhile, the United Nations, which I don't really care, but I just want you to know, they consider the Gaza Strip to be occupied by Israel. Now, that's a head-scratcher. All right? Occupied by Israel. Well, all right. Maybe they do. Maybe they don't. That's a position that the United Nations has held since 1967. So before all of this hullabaloo that we're facing right now, since 1967, the United Nations, which is kind of like the bar scene out of Star Wars, thinks that, the Gaza Strip is an occupied territory. A United States move to extend authority over the Gaza Strip would likely have to include agreements with at least three parties, all of whom are hostile toward each other: Hamas, the Palestinian Authority, and Israel. Now think about those three groups. Hamas, a terrorist organization, the Palestinian Authority, in my opinion, a terrorist organization, and Israel, which, if you recall, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon gave the Gaza Strip to the Palestinian Authority and said, here's a alternative to your so-called two-state solution. Palestinians, you can move here. And, you know, it's a beautiful coastline. It's great farmland. It's got hills, mountains. It's got everything you need. It's topographically, geographically, it's a wonderful, beautiful place. And they've turned it into a pile of feces. But the question still remains, who owns that land itself? Who owns it? Stay tuned. I'll try to tell you. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, go follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. Subscribe to the podcast. The title of the podcast is The Situation with Michael Brown. When you find that on your podcast app, hit subscribe, and that will get you automatically all 5 days of the weekday program plus the weekend program. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
If you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday.
Put your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave.
While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club.
For more information, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to the Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Don't forget, if you want to send me a text message, the number is 33103 on your app. Just use the keyword either Mike or Michael. And remember, I read text messages all the time. So whether you're listening live, whether your affiliate delays the program or they replay it later on a different station, you're listening to the podcast, just give me some context of what it is that you're telling me or asking me when you send me a text message. So we're talking about the Gaza Strip because today was the day, boom, all hell will break loose if all the hostages are not released. And I really got to thinking, so, I mean, there is a question of what does it mean? As I've tried to explain to my weekday audience, what we have to learn about Donald Trump is to not take him literally, but to take him seriously. And I think this whole threat that he kind of casually threw out there, that if all hostages are not released by noon today, which is now, what, 20 minutes ago, at least on the East Coast, that all hell would break loose. And in many people's minds, particularly those on the left, they think that, oh, my God, that means that Donald Trump's going to drop a nuclear weapon on the Gaza Strip and Gazans are going to be all nuked. No, I don't think it's that. And then there are other people who thought he's not going to do a damn thing. And I don't think that's true either. I think that you have to learn to take him seriously, but not literally. And I think this is a great example of it because as we got closer to the deadline, and I know some people can make this argument all they want to. I understand all the arguments. Well, he's now beginning to back off, or he's trying to reframe what he meant. I'm not really sure that's true. I think when he meant that all hell will break loose, that was the signal to the Israelis that you're free to go do whatever you want to do. And if you want to just send the IDF in and try to attempt to rescue the hostages, to eliminate the remnants of Hamas, you're free to do so. Because that's not what the Biden administration was doing. The Biden administration was always hem-hawing around about, well, I'm not sure about this, not sure about that. And, you know, we want the Israelis to be secure, but, you know, they were wishy-washy. And Trump's just the opposite. And so here we are, and now it's past noon, whatever noon time, whatever time zone we were going to count. But it does raise the question about who owns the land itself. Whose land is that? Because when it comes to the physical land of the Gaza Strip itself, it's estimated by many experts about half the territory is owned privately, but we'll get to that in a second. About a third of the land is considered to be public land, but it's mostly occupied by individuals who use it for private purposes. And almost all the rest of it is reserved for Islamic religious institutions. So you got about half that is owned privately, a third that is considered public, but still occupied mostly by individuals who are using it for private purposes, and the remainder is reserved for whatever Islamic religious institutions want to claim it. Not that they own it, but that they want to claim it. And even with that, there's a large swath of the privately held land that is completely unregistered. You know, when you don't have, stop and think about in this country, we have all sorts of rules, regulations, and laws about private ownership of property, which allows me to feel secure that the properties that I own belong to me, and ostensibly, I can do what I want to with that land, subject to, depending on where it's located, either zoning laws or if it's outside any sort of zoning authority, I can pretty much do with that property whatever I want to. I can buy, sell, trade it, use it, you know, whatever. But in a lot of places in the world, such as the Gaza Strip, the land's just unregistered. Ownership is, well, I pitched my tent here. I got a couple of camels here, got a couple of sheep here, and I'm, you know, got a lean-to and whatever, and so I'm claiming it. Doesn't necessarily mean you own it. So the actual ownership, the actual legal ownership, while you and I are accustomed to these really kind of pretty strong ideas of private property ownership, it's unclear in the Gaza Strip. And then it gets complicated even further because the current state of the Gaza Strip following Israel's incursion militarily aimed at removing Hamas then raises a lot of other questions. The United Nations, again, estimates that at least 70% of the structures in the Gaza Strip have either been destroyed completely or they can't be occupied safely. Nearly a quarter of a million homes, 250,000 homes, are believed to have been leveled. And it's thought that over 50 million tons of rubble have to be cleared. Now, I think about the rubble, the debris. You think about the Pacific Palisades fire. You think about the Hurricane Helene damage. I think about the damage in Hurricane Katrina, which is not just New Orleans, but the damage that was from Gulfport, Mississippi, all the way over to, over into Texas and then spread northward into Kentucky and Tennessee. All of that debris has to be removed. And I know we spent hundreds of millions of dollars during my tenure as the undersecretary on nothing but debris removal. I don't know how much they're going to spend in the Pacific Palisades fire, but all that debris has to be removed at some point. Now imagine a quarter of a million homes, 250 million homes leveled, and 50 million tons of debris has to be cleared. I mean, depending upon the amount of resources that you throw onto that pile of debris to remove it, you could be talking about years, if not a decade, to actually clear all of that rubble and that debris. Any attempt to exert governing authority and then rebuild the Gaza Strip, in addition to all of those things that I just described, I mean, just imagine the number of heavy equipment, plus you have to create landfills, you've got to dispose of the debris. You have to do all of that at the same time that in that part of the country, you have a tremendous security obstacle. And given the radical Islamist presence that is in that region, you're going to face this Gordian knot of land claims, governance claims, and all sorts of disputes, some of which date back centuries. And then on top of all of that, you have the constant reign of terror that Hamas and all the Iranian proxies will try to do and to inflict on that area as you try to bring civilization back. I just don't think that Americans fully understand how disruptive these terrorist organizations are and how they will do anything. I mean, when they talk about from the river to the sea, when they talk about the annihilation of the Jews, it's not just some off-the-cuff remark. That's like, in the corporate world, that's their mission statement. That's precisely what they want to accomplish. That's what they're going to keep pushing for. And we're supposed to try to figure out a way to rebuild and all of that? Yeah. Hey, Israelis, here it is. It's yours. Go deal with it. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
I love my wife, but like most couples, we had different sleeping needs. One of us likes it warm, and the other prefers to stay cool. I found the perfect fabric to keep us both comfortable. Viscose from bamboo. I'm Tyler, founder of Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth offers the softest, most comfortable sheets, towels, PJs, joggers, and more. If you sleep in our sheets for 100 nights and don't absolutely love your experience, we will refund your money. No questions asked.
Go to CozyEarth.com and use code COZYCOMFORT to save up to 40%. That's CozyEarth.com. Code COZYCOMFORT.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Cascade Curations in downtown Redding is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Redding's thriving arts and culture scene. Located in the Foundry Square next to the
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Well, lucky you have stumbled into The Weekend with Michael Brown. Yeah. Chalk up today as a good day because you stumbled into the program. You want to send me a text message? I was just skimming through some of them. The number is 33103 on your app. Use a keyword, Mike or Michael. Tell me anything. Ask me anything. And I would suggest this. If you like what we do on the weekend, you can listen to me Monday through Friday because I do morning drive out of Denver, Colorado. And so on your iHeart app or on your computer, whatever, however you listen to radio, search for 630 KHOW, The Situation with Michael Brown on 630 KHOW in Denver. And you can listen on the weekday program too from 6 to 10 Mountain Time. And I know many of you do, and I greatly appreciate that because during the weekday program, I get a lot of text messages from area codes that are all over the country. And it's nice to have you carry over and to have my local audience carry over here to the weekend program. By the way, Joe Pag says hello to all of you. Joe and I talked to each other on the radio this week. I am, this is kind of like saying, well, you know, I'm not racist because I've got black friends. Well, I'm not racist because I've got Asian friends. I'm not racist because I have gay friends. Because I was just about to say, in talking to some of my gay friends this week, but in talking to some of my gay friends this week, a couple of them were sincerely scared because they thought and believed that somehow Donald Trump wants to make gay marriage illegal. And because he has decided that if you're under the age of 18, that you cannot, and he's tried to outlaw through executive order, transgender surgeries for children under the age of 18. And by the way, the word children is appropriate. Under the age of 18, quite frankly, in my opinion, under the age of 21, you're still a child, but maybe that's just because I'm an old fart. But there's a lot of things that we don't allow children under the age of 18 to do. But anyway, back to these friends of mine, they were generally afraid that what Trump is trying to do is to take away these transgender rights or gay rights. And I've had to walk them off the edge. It's like that's not true. But there is, I think, a serious debate that needs to be had in this country about whether or not, with or without parental approval, we're going to allow children under the age of 18 or 21, whatever maturation date you want to choose, to allow them to start taking puberty blockers, which will completely screw up their bodies and their brains, or to have them mutilated. And I specifically use the term mutilated. This is a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction of the population. And by a tiny fraction, I mean less than 1%. And I think this whole gender dysphoria that we now claim is so widespread is not as widespread as we believe it is, or I should say, to be more accurate, gender dysphoria is not as prevalent as it is presented to us by the cabal. It's a very tiny, tiny segment of the population. One of my physicians, who's now deceased, has a transgender daughter, male transgender to female. And that family was very specific in trying to psychologically and psychiatrically treat that son, daughter, when they were under the age of 18 as best they could, and then only allowed them to make the choice to do the physical changes once they reached the age of emancipation and they moved on and were able to make that decision on their own. And I think that's as it should be. I just don't think that, I mean, there are many, so think of all the things that we don't want children to do. We don't want them driving. We don't let them enter into contracts. We don't let them smoke. We don't let them drink. Well, we try not to let them smoke and drink, but we know they do. We try, I think, we try to keep them from having sex at that age, but, well, that's like, you know, hold your breath for the next 2 hours. But there are things that we just don't think that children ought to be doing. And I think transgenderism is one of those things. You know, most of you, I doubt we have any 18-year-olds in this audience, but maybe we do. If you do, send me a text message. I'd like to hear from you. But I don't think that most of us, if we truly think back to when we were under the age of 18, that we really had the mental capacity or the maturity, if you were a female, to say, you know what, even though I am confused about who I am sexually as I go through all of these hormonal changes, that I think just in case, I think I should have my breast removed. I'll have a double mastectomy. Or you're a boy. You know, I'm male, and I really do think I'm a girl, although I'm going through all these, you know, pubescent changes, that I think I'll just have my penis whacked off. It makes no logical sense to me whatsoever to do that kind of mutilation, which is permanent, irreversible, on a child. And then there's the whole social aspect. Authorities in Indiana have charged an 18-year-old transgender by the name of Trinity Shockley, a female who goes by the name Jamie, with conspiracy to commit murder and two terrorism-related charges because she, in quotes, was plotting a mass shooting at Mooresville High School on Valentine's Day, yesterday. Shockley, who's a senior at this school, is accused of planning to emulate the 2017 Parkland, Florida shooting. Remember, that shooting killed 17 kids and a couple of adults, too. She's now being held without bond in a Morgan County jail in Mooresville High School, in Mooresville. The police reports show that she had a fixation on the Parkland shooter, Nicholas Cruz, including a disturbing romantic obsession. And Shockley's confessed to a school counselor about being sexually attracted to Cruz, expressing desires to have children with him and even naming them. The teen wore a heart locket necklace containing Cruz's photo, had a bedroom wall covered with images of all mass shooters, including Cruz, Dylan Roof, and Randy Stair. And then they found notebooks in Shockley's backpack that contained violent phrases like kill and I hate you all, die, 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 die. So how'd the cops find out about this? It came to light after an anonymous tipster reported that she had access to an AR-15, had placed an order for a bulletproof vest, some sort of body armor, and admired Cruz. And then on the message app Discord, she allegedly sent detailed plans for the shooting, including targeting their best friend with one message that said, quote, Parkland, Florida, Parkland Part 2. I've been planning this for a year. So finally, somebody comes forth for a person who is already suffering through the psychological trauma of gender dysphoria and starts emulating, admiring, wanting to do the same thing because she's in love with Dylan Cruz. Wants to have Dylan Cruz's babies, which I'm shaking my head like, how's that going to work? You see, stop and think about that. Here's a boy who wants to be, who is, you know, transitioning to female, and the male wants to have babies. This is where the guardrails have completely disappeared in our, in Western culture. And somehow, if I think that that is wrong, and I express, as I am, the views that I believe that is wrong, some people will be, but you're so intolerant for thinking that. Well, I think this is an example of why it's proof that it's a psychological, psychiatric problem. Now, it doesn't mean that all transgender kids are potential mass shooters. And it doesn't mean that all who are not, or if you're just, you know, you're completely fine with whatever your sex is, that you will never grow up to be a mass shooter. But you can't ignore the fact that we now have numerous examples of where kids that have gender dysphoria or who are transgendering end up committing mass shootings. Police Chief Kerry Buckner in Mooresville expressed shock. Nothing ever happens in Mooresville, he says. It's a small town. To think that somebody was plotting to hurt a lot of individuals, kids, future leaders of this country, is pretty disturbing. No feces, Sherlock. Of course it is. And thankfully, at least one individual stood up and said, you know, I'm in a Discord chat group with Jamie, and Jamie's bought an AR-15, and Jamie has now bought some body armor, a bulletproof vest or something, And Jamie's talking about here comes Parkland too, and I've been planning it for more than a year. And but for that kid stepping forward and the FBI and the cops actually taking it seriously and starting an investigation, getting a search warrant, finding the Discord chat room and looking it up, we, instead of talking about her arrest today, we might actually be talking about another mass shooting that occurred on Valentine's Day. When they did the search of her home, they uncovered AR-15 magazines, 40 caliber rounds, a soft armor vest in her dad's room. I don't know what the hell that was doing there. Though it is unclear whether she actually had access to an AR-15. But she had just about everything else. So let's quit pretending that this isn't a psychological or psychiatric problem that goes just beyond their sexual identity. Until we do that, we're just kidding ourselves. Absolutely kidding ourselves. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. You want to send me a text message? The number is 33103. Use the keyword Mike or Michael. And don't forget, go over and follow me on X right now. Formerly Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? Yikes. When it comes to big wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable, nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and that's not a short-term promo. But don't just take our word for it. Here's Jackie and Veronica, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
Our U.S.-based experts will get you switched and saving in about 20 minutes. Just call or click to see how much you can save today. Because when it comes to big wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com. That's 1-888-FREEDOM or ConsumerCellular.com today. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. It's, what'd you guys do for Valentine's Day? Huh? What'd you do? Let me tell you what. So my wife and I have been married for like 5,267 years. Thereabouts. Pretty close to that. And we've never, fortunately, God bless her soul, I've been married to a woman for 5,267 years that does not give a rat's ass about Valentine's Day. And I'm so grateful for that because I hate Valentine's Day. It is such a commercialized fake holiday. And I saw some stats a few days there, you know, one of these things that, you know, the local news stations always talk about, you know, well, it's Valentine's Day and what are you going to do? And then they throw up some, you know, poll that, you know, some organization that sells candy or hearts or flowers or something is taken. And it was like, you know, 82% of men feel, you know, a lot of pressure on Valentine's Day that they have to do something. And I thought, well, that puts me in the morning because I'm in the 18% that just doesn't give a rat's ass about it. But only something like 32% of women feel any pressure at all to do anything about Valentine's Day. And so we have some friends, another couple that we've known for 30 years or so, or 5,267 years. And we reached out to them yesterday and said, hey, listen, every place that we normally go for Valentine's or we go for the weekend on either Friday or Saturday night to go eat, they're all going to be jammed up. They're all going to be full and nobody wants to fight it. And I didn't look for reservations and I can't get reservations. What do you guys want to do? So we went to a little hamburger place here, not far from the studio. And we went at 4:30 yesterday afternoon. So the old farts went to the, we got the early bird special. But we were laughing about it last night because as we looked around, you could see, you know, there were guys, you know, young couples there. And of course, I'm thinking, dude, they went early because they knew it was going to be crowded. They didn't want to wait in line. And, you know, they're handing their girlfriends flowers and, you know, they're all googly eyed at each other. And here the four of us just kind of like, yeah, we need four cheeseburgers, a big order of fries. And you want tequila? You want a glass of wine? Yeah, this is our celebration. So I'm curious. Send me a text message. 33103. Keyword Mike or Michael. I don't want to know that you and your honey, whether that's male or female, I don't care about that. So your partner, I don't care if you went out and you had some romantic dinner somewhere. I don't want to hear about that. I want to hear what you did that's not the normal. That's what I want to hear about. And don't lie to me. Tell me the truth. And then send me the text message about what you really did for Valentine's Day. And if they're really good, I might read them on air. Which is, I hate to say that because you know what that is? That's just encouraging you to make up a bullcrap story to tell me. So tell me the truth. Let's go back to, there's no segue here, so no segue is the best segue. There was a hearing scheduled, well, it's still scheduled, so not past tense. A hearing is scheduled for March 3rd. Regarding the fate of three Venezuelan illegal aliens, and these three Venezuelan illegal aliens successfully got a temporary restraining order from a U.S. federal district court preventing them from being sent to a detention facility at Guantanamo Bay, except that hearing has now been canceled. The U.S. District Court in New Mexico that originally granted the restraining order vacated next month's status conference after Trump's administration went ahead and deported the three yahoos to Venezuela instead of Gitmo. The court order reads as follows. This matter is before the court on respondent's notice of removal filed February 11, 2025. Having considered the information provided in the notice of removal, the court hereby vacates the status conferences set for March 3rd. The judicial order goes on to say that while the court had issued a TRO, a restraining order, which would have prevented the three plaintiffs from being shipped to Gitmo, being removed from the United States to a U.S. military base, they opted instead, okay, if you're going to do that, if you're going to prevent us, now remember the restraining order was, you cannot move these three Venezuelan gang members, you cannot move them to Gitmo until we have a hearing next month. So Tom Homan, God bless this guy's heart. You know what he did? He said, okay, then we won't move them to Gitmo. And that's precisely what the order says we can't do. But the order does not say we can't move them back to Caracas. So we'll just put them on a plane and ship them back to Venezuela. I just think this is freaking hilarious. This shows how serious the Trump administration is being about getting these Venezuelan gang members out of this country. There is, you know, one reason why you should follow me on X is because last night I'm going through some of the local newspapers and I come across a story. It is absolutely fascinating to me that in this state, in the state of Colorado, we've known, you and I have known, if you live in Colorado, maybe if you live somewhere else you haven't, but we've known in Colorado, for example, that we've had Trinda Aragua, the Venezuelan gang, worse than MS-13, if you can believe that. I never thought I'd hear of a gang worse than MS-13. That they've actually been in Colorado since 2023. Yet politicians in this state have been lying to us, telling us, the governor himself said, oh, listen, the presence of these Venezuelan gang members in Colorado, that's a figment of your imagination. Well, the Denver Gazette, which is one of the local newspapers, here's the headline. Colorado authorities knew about Venezuelan gangs' tentacles in Aurora and Denver since 2023. The gang's criminal activity, says the subhead, specifically car theft. You know, Colorado's number one in car theft. The gang's criminal activities, specifically car theft, extended into the Denver metro area. So the point of this story is, no matter where you live, Trinda Aragua is probably in your state. So if your governor is telling you otherwise, you ought to go over on the X account at Michael Brown USA, read this story, and then have one of your local reporters ask, hey, is Trinda Aragua in Ohio? Is it in Iowa? Is it in Florida? See what they say. So this is like a...
What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit? That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
This is Carl Bott.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The last Rasmussen Reports daily presidential tracking poll before the weekend came showed that 54% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. Only 44% disapprove.
The latest figures include 39% who strongly approve of the job Donald Trump is doing and 37% who strongly disapprove. This gives him a presidential approval index rating of +2. His strongest approval rating and approval index was on January 23rd at 56% and 6% respectively, and his lowest disapproval rating was on the same day at 40%. On his last day in office, Joe Biden's approval index was -23 with a total approval rating of 43%.
That is Bernie Bennett reporting. Hamas-led terrorists released three male Israeli hostages today, the latest phase of the ceasefire hostage release deal. They paraded those hostages before a crowd in the southern Gaza Strip before handing them over to volunteers with the Red Cross. It was part of a shaky ceasefire deal that also requires Israel to release hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in exchange. Democrat concerns about Elon Musk have prompted an audit at the Treasury Department.
The Treasury Department's Office of Inspector General says it's begun an audit of the federal government's payment system after Democrats in the Senate raised concerns about access given to Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency team. The Inspector General's office says the audit will also review the payment system's transactions over the past 2 years as they relate to Musk's claims of alleged fraudulent payments. Democrats and federal employee unions have been pushing for transparency and accountability in DOJ's activities under President Donald Trump.
That is Donna Warder reporting, and the controversy continues. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee we take you as a client. We'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454.
More proposed budget cuts at the EPA.
The new head of the EPA says he'll try to rescind $20 billion in grants for environmental projects approved under the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act. Administrator Lee Zeldin says in a video posted on X that the Environmental Protection Agency will revoke contracts for a green bank that's set to fund tens of thousands of projects, including those that fight climate change. Many of those projects focus on disadvantaged communities. Republicans in Congress have called the green bank a slush fund. Donna Warder, Washington.
Ohio's governor has again extended that state's unofficial death penalty moratorium. Republican Mike DeWine has postponed three more executions scheduled for this year to a later date. The execution dates have now been moved into the summer months of 2028. You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Rwanda-backed rebels in eastern Congo have claimed that they have seized a second airport in the region following a days-long advance toward Bukavu City.
The M23 advance has been swift. The Congolese army and its allied militia withdrew without putting up much of a fight for the airport at Kavumu. The Rwandan-backed rebels are close to Bukavu City. There has been some pressure on Rwanda to pull its troops out of eastern Congo and stop the M23 advance. But President Paul Kagame says his priority is security. He says Rwanda is in danger from Hutu rebels in Congo and has dismissed any threat of sanctions. The Kinshasa government says Kigali is illegally annexing a large slice of mineral-rich territory.
This is BBC's Will Ross reporting. The UN warns that recent escalations there with government forces left some 350,000 internally displaced people without shelter. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, and I'm really glad that you are. I appreciate you doing it. So if you want to send me a text message, the text number is 33103, text line 33103. Use the keyword Mike or Michael, either one of those. Tell me anything, ask me anything. And while you're on your computer anyway, or on your phone, whatever you're on, get over to X, formerly Twitter, and follow me. It's at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. So at the end of the last segment, I was just, or during the last segment, we were talking about Valentine's Day and really kind of what a stupid holiday it is. I mean, you think Christmas has gotten commercialized? Valentine's Day? Really? So I just was curious what some of you may have done for Valentine's Day because, the four of us, my wife and I and another couple, decided just to go have a hamburger. And we went at 4:30 in the afternoon on a Friday afternoon. Friday night in the big town of Denver, Colorado, we're out having hamburgers at 4:30 in the afternoon. And drinking on top of it, too. Goober number 2769 writes and says that my 16-year-old dog Zeppelin was recently laid to rest. Oh, there's nothing worse. So my son was out of town. The whole family was out of town. It was just maybe a couple of weeks ago. And I get a call. The house sitter's there, and one of their old dogs is throwing up blood and really sick. So when I go over and check, I had to put my son's dog down. Oh, I've put too many dogs down in my life. It's such a tough thing to do. They're so loving. And then you have to, oh my gosh. Anyway, Gubernator 2769, I'm sorry about Zeppelin. So he writes, for Valentine's Day, I started volunteering at a local rescue and donated food. I also don't buy into the hoopla of spending money we don't have on things we don't need. I wish more folks would do their dates volunteering. Yeah, that's probably a good idea. We should do that. I can't read this verbatim, but Governor 3475 writes, Mike, why call a guy who has cut off his penis a girl? In your story about the guy who was caught wanting to shoot a bunch of people, you referred to him as a girl. And I've told you before, and I've told my local audience this too, I get confused. I've only tried to remember that It's trans to what you want to become. So if you're a trans woman, trans female, that means you're a male that wants to transition to a female. If you're trans male, that means you're a female that wants to transition to a male. So yeah, I know they still have either XY or XX chromosomes. I know that. But it's difficult to explain a story without having to, every time you say the male who is transitioning to a female. I tried to be somewhat efficient in my use of words. And so that's why I just, I understand what transgender is. You're transitioning. You know the thing about transitioning? You never really get there. You can transition all you want, sweetheart, but you ain't ever going to get there. 3504 says, Mike, I am a single dad. Spent my Valentine's Day playing butler to my teenage daughter's sleepover. $300 worth of Japanese food, snacks, and treats. Worth every penny. Can I be your daughter? Can I get $300 worth of sushi? How about that? Let's see anybody else. Goober number 6055. Mike, since my wife suffers from dementia, which I'm very sorry to hear, we did not go out for Valentine's Day. Instead, I fixed a simple leftover dinner, and we again viewed the video that our son made for our 50th anniversary last June using photos from our childhood and our life together. What a great son for doing that. Does your wife recognize? Does she understand what she's watching? Are you able to know? Do you know what she understands? Goober number 7090, Mike, congratulations. Our wives do not like Valentine's Day. Last night she got home from work, ate dinner on the couch, and fell asleep while I played video games. You got yourself a good wife there. Yes. 1459 writes and says, Michael, I had spaghetti that wasn't out of a can. Happy Valentine's Day to me. But, okay, so the spaghetti wasn't out of a can. Was the sauce, or if you're really Italian, was the gravy you put on the noodles, was that out of a can? Or did you make your own sauce? You can't claim that you had homemade spaghetti just because it wasn't out of a can if the marinara came out of a jar or a can. Let's see. And I agree. 2468, I agree with you. Michael, love your program 6 days a week. It's just that I'm so sick of transgender talk. It drives me crazy. But I get it. Your show, you talk about anything you want, just expressing myself. Thanks. I get tired of it, too. But I think sometimes it's important to point out that it is, as I tried to emphasize, this is a small, really tiny, insignificant in terms of 350 million Americans or whatever our current population is. The numbers of people that claim to have gender dysphoria, which I would separate from those who actually do have gender dysphoria, which is even a smaller number, it's a great example of how our culture is being driven by the cabal, because who wants to push this? Well, I think the pharmaceutical companies, let me talk like a conspiracy theorist here. I think the pharmaceutical companies, I think the healthcare industry as a whole, and I think the far left progressives, Marxists in our society that want to destroy Western civilization, push this. Because they're taking a psychiatric disease, a psychiatric illness, and trying to mainstream it. As opposed to trying to address, everybody always wants to talk about the root cause of something. Why don't we address the root cause of gender dysphoria? Because gender dysphoria is an actual psychological, psychiatric problem. So why don't we address how to treat that and how best to overcome it, as opposed to just automatically thinking that a 4-year-old or an 8-year-old or a 12-year-old that is confused about, the boy likes to play with Barbie dolls or the little girl likes to play with bulldozers, that somehow we've got to assume that, oh, my gosh, then we should, dress them up as little boys or little girls. No. Let them struggle. Part of life is the struggle of life. And learning that you've got, one, you've got to make choices, and two, you've got to work through things. And I think it's a great example of how we just capitulate to every little concern, every little thing, and that's not parenting. It's not parenting in the least. And to Gubernator number 4467's point, did the parents of that transgender girl ever go into the room? You know, they may have. I think the better question is, did they ever monitor their online activities? Oh, Michael, I can't do that. I have to respect my child's privacy. Really? I can remember many times my parents coming into my bedroom. And, of course, you know, my mom would, now, it changed over time, but originally she would put, you know, my underwear and socks and shirts and whatever, you know, she'd hang things up and put them in the drawers. And I would notice that she would kind of look around. She paid attention when she was cleaning my bedroom. She looked around at stuff. Now, I didn't have a laptop laying around at the time. Yeah, I know. I grew up in the dark ages. But why don't you check those things? Why not? I mean, that's what parenting is about. And I know there comes a time when you have to, you know, you start granting a little more privacy. Still, you start putting a little more trust. It's a progressive thing that you have to do. You can't just always, you know, 18 years old, just walk in unannounced and just say, hey, give me your laptop and give me your code, and I'm going to log in and see what you're doing. You have to build trust as a parent. When we get back, I want to go to the Department of Justice. Pam Bondi, the new Attorney General, was confirmed this past week. And Pam Bondi took the oath of office, and she walked into the Department of Justice, and all hell broke loose. She took control. And it's amazing. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. The text line is 33103. Use the keyword either Mike or Michael. Go follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
I love my wife, but like most couples, we have different sleeping needs. One of us likes it warm, and the other prefers to stay cool. I found a perfect fabric to keep us both comfortable. Viscose from bamboo. I'm Tyler, founder of Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth offers the softest, most comfortable sheets, towels, PJs, joggers, and more. If you sleep in our sheets for 100 nights and don't absolutely love your experience, we will refund your money. No questions asked.
Go to CozyEarth.com and use code COZYCOMFORT to save up to 40%. That's CozyEarth.com. Code COZYCOMFORT.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Redding. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Attention Shasta County, the Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is gearing up for their annual benefit dinner at the Wind River Casino on Saturday, March 15th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 7, and we need your help. The Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is currently asking for donations to be raffled off or auctioned during their event. All proceeds will go towards supporting our local first responders in their time of need. For more information, go to Shasta Firefighters B&B on Facebook or Instagram.
Hey, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, and I appreciate you doing so. If you like what we're doing during the weekend, you can do two things. You can listen weekdays from 6 to 10 Mountain Time on your iHeart app or your computer. Just search for 630-KHOW. I broadcast from 6 to 10 Mountain Time, morning drive, here in Denver, Monday through Friday. Or you can subscribe to the podcast, which on your podcast app, you search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. When you find that, hit subscribe, and that will automatically download all of the weekday programs and the weekend programs, so you get all of me that you need. So back to Pam Bondi and the Department of Justice. So she was sworn in this week, but before she was sworn in, Trump had appointed an acting attorney general by the name of Emil Bove, I think. B-O-V-E, I think it's pronounced Bove. Emil Bove. In a scathing 9-page letter, he detailed a long list of insubordination and politicking by the temporary U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, a woman by the name of Danielle Sassoon. What was this letter all about? Well, she had refused to drop the federal case against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, as she had been ordered to do. Do you ever watch the show on HBO, Billions? Billions involves the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. Usually having a fight with billionaires in New York. And it's somewhat realistic, only in terms of how the Southern District of New York operates in Manhattan. It really is one of the most powerful U.S. attorney's offices in the country, probably second only to the U.S. attorney's office for the District of Columbia, because they oversee, obviously, the federal government. But the Southern District of New York oversees, obviously, New York City, and all of the financial firms, Wall Street, all of that. So it's a pretty high-powered position. Well, Danielle Sassoon was the temporary, was the acting U.S. attorney for the Southern District in New York, and Emil Bove, the acting attorney general, had ordered her to drop the federal case against Mayor Eric Adams. Last September, the then Biden appointee U.S. attorney for the Southern District in New York had filed a 5-count indictment against the mayor. And even at the time, many Democrats, many on the cable news, in these quarters, I kind of thought it was political retribution because Adams had suddenly started a squabble with the Biden administration over, hey, it's costing us all of this money to house, take care of, feed, take the medical care of, all of these illegal aliens that are now coming to New York. And why are they coming to New York? Well, because two Republican governors, DeSantis in Florida and Governor Abbott in Texas, had started say, we're not going to take care of all these people, so we're going to start shipping them to other states. And that's when the southern border moved all across the country. And when that started costing New York, a Democrat mayor stood up to the Biden administration and said, wait a minute, we can't afford this. You either got to start paying for it or you got to start doing something. And then, boom, they did something all right. They charged him with corruption and bribery. So a review by the Trump Department of Justice, consistent with an executive order that Trump had issued that said, I want all the weaponization of the Department of Justice to stop, that investigation determined that the investigation into the mayor had started to get pushed after Adams publicly criticized Biden's failed immigration policies. In fact, Beauvais wrote that in the letter. This indictment languished in your office until Adams came out and Adams started complaining to the White House about all the illegal aliens, and then, boom, then you file the indictment. Appears to be weaponization. Appears to be an attempt to put political pressure on Eric Adams to back off and shut up and sit down about your complaints about what's going on with these illegal aliens. Now, Adams is up for re-election this year. So Beauvais, who once worked as a prosecutor in that very office in the Southern District of New York, said that the case represented election interference. And he's right about that. Because there is a general rule that you don't file these indictments within a certain time period before an election. I think it's within a year. Because you don't want to be seen either trying to influence an election one way or another. So you don't do these indictments. So it was clearly a violation of the DOJ's policies. And it was also alleged that they were doing this trying to get Eric Adams to shut up and sit down. Beauvais also noted that there was, within the Southern District in New York, another lawyer by the name of Damian Williams, the predecessor responsible for the Adams case. Well, Williams was on Kamala Harris's short list to be the Attorney General if she got elected, and that was announced right after he filed the charges. So after Trump won, he launched a campaign-style website telling him, among other things, that he was prosecuting Eric Adams. The politics around Eric Adams' indictment was there for anybody that wanted to see it. But nobody, I can't speak for the New York media, I can't speak for WABC News, I can't speak for Wins Wins, but I can speak for someone who's observing New York politics from afar, that I never heard any of these things. But clearly the Trump administration knew it. But soon, the acting U.S. attorney, this woman by the name of Sassoon, in typical fashion for federal prosecutors, sanctimoniously touted her alleged principles and her loyalty to the rule of law and defied the acting attorney general's order. I don't mind. I truly don't. If you want to stand on principle and say that what you're telling me to do is wrong, that's fine. But you also have to be willing to suffer the consequences. Either resign on your own or end up getting your ass fired. If my bosses at either iHeart or Premier Networks came to me and said, we want you to do XYZ, and I said, no, that's absolutely wrong. Well, I should either resign if they force me to do it, or they can fire me because, well, that would be a violation of my contract. So if you're going to stand on your principle, be ready to suffer the consequences. Well, she didn't take it well. So who are the fools and who are the cowards? That's next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Now, The Weekend with Michael Brown continues.
Judge Napolitano here. Markets are at all-time highs. The economy seems unstoppable. Euphoria has set in. But the last administration has buried us so far into debt and deficits, it's going to take a lot of digging to get us out of this hole. Are you prepared? Lear Capital specializes in helping people protect and grow wealth with gold. During Trump's last presidency, gold rose 54% to a record high. If that happens again, that puts gold near $4,200 an ounce in Trump's next term. Don't wait. Do what I did. Call Lear today at 800-927-2400 for your free gold ownership kit and special report, $4,200 gold ahead. When you call, ask how you can get up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400, 800-927-2400, 800-927-2400.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Attention hunters! Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel. Shop blackburn.com or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Somebody just said I was a sweetie pie on the text line. Keep them coming, baby. Keep them coming, sweetie pie. Yeah, sweetie pie's here for you. And by the way, I've been to Flathead. You say Flathead Valley. I've been to Flathead, but I'm not sure I've been to Flathead. Well, I guess I've been to Flathead. I've been to Flathead Valley. So this acting U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York resigns. And everyone's claiming that what they're doing is that somehow there's a quid pro quo involved here. Yet I guess trying as hard as I can to put myself in the shoes of the cabal and think about this, I might be able to make a pretty weak case for a quid pro quo. Except the problem is I have to ignore the fact that Eric Adams, before anything became ever public about anything that he did, I forget whether it was Turkey or Hungary. I think it was Turkey because it was Turkish Airlines that gave him some free flights to go to Istanbul or Ankara or wherever he went to. But I don't think those free flights are unethical or illegal as long as he discloses them. But none of that ever came up until after he started bitching and complaining about the illegal alien cost to New York City. Now, I know that New York is a liberal haven. I mean, it's just, you know, 95% Democrat or whatever the figure is. But for Eric Adams, for America's city to stand up and challenge the Biden administration, stop and think about what the Biden administration did to Donald Trump. Think about what the Biden administration did to its political enemies. Think about how Hunter Biden treated his business associates that weren't paying him on time. I got my dad right here on the phone. Dad, you want to say hi to these people? Yeah. Okay, I'll say hi to them. Oh, by the way, you guys owe us, you know, whatever the amount of money is. You need to send a check right away. Because, you know, that guy you just talked to? That was the vice president. They play hardball. So I'm not surprised at all that if you step back, ignore the cabal and what they try to convince you about a quid pro quo, do you really think, for example, do you think that when Eric Adams went to Mar-a-Lago to meet with Trump, do you think he sat down and said, hey, Mr. President, listen, here's the deal. I will ask you for help in New York City. And you'll give me help in New York City for these illegal aliens. And in exchange for you giving me help, you will also drop the charges against me. Wait a minute, that's not how quid pro quo works. Eric Adams wasn't giving up anything. Eric Adams was already asking for something of the Biden administration. He was asking for some sort of relief. Either give me monetary relief or stop sending them here. Because New York City can't afford it. So I really doubt that Adams went to New York City or went to Mar-a-Lago and sat down and said, here's a quid pro quo. I'm going to continue to ask for your help. In exchange for me continuing to ask for your help, you'll drop the charges against me. It just doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. If he had gone to Trump at Mar-a-Lago and said, I will come out and support you not paying for illegal aliens, well, that's something that Trump was already doing. That was something that Trump had already announced he wasn't going to do. I'm not going to do it. So you never get to the pro of the quid pro quo. Instead, you get to going back to Biden, filing charges in the middle of just before an election. He's up. He's running for re-election. And he was already saying, I can't afford this. Stop the flow of illegal aliens here. So that, the dropping of the charges against Adams, in my opinion, absolutely comports with the president's depoliticization directive, but it also appears to meet a memo of February 5, 10 days ago, a memo of the new standard set forth by Pam Bondi, the Attorney General. In that memo, she cautioned all the DOJ employees against bringing reckless cases and warned that there is no place in the decision-making process for either animosity or careerism. In other words, we are going to focus on fighting crime, and we're not going to go after people because we don't like them or because of what they do or say about us. We're only going to go against people when we can legitimately prove beyond a reasonable doubt to a jury that they actually committed a crime. And you're not going to pursue people that are in the public eye because somehow you think it's going to help you land a big job at a law firm somewhere after you prosecute them. She reminded all the employees of the Department of Justice that they are bound by what's called the Justice Manual. The Department of Justice Manual prohibits political or personal concerns ever entering into a decision about a charging decision. She wrote specifically this: these types of considerations, which previously led to the improper weaponization of the criminal justice system at the federal and state levels, as President Trump observed in Executive Order 14147, 90 Federal Reserve 8235, have no place in the department. Which is why I think the departure of people like Sassoon and Scottner, that's good news. Their self-serving, kind of media-whoring exit letters have nothing to do with upholding the law and everything to do with advancing their personal and probably their political careers. You know, a lot of the U.S. attorneys go on to be actively engaged in politics. They go back to their home states. They run for the Attorney General's office. They run for governor. They run for Congress. They run for the Senate. They run for whatever office. Or they go back to their home states and they go get jobs in big white shoe law firms, making, you know, seven figures plus every single year. And Pam Bondi's just saying, no, we're not going to do that anymore. Absolutely not going to do it anymore. So let's just stop for a moment and realize that what we're witnessing, at least for the, I'm not going to say for the first time in my life, because Ronald Reagan came to office and did exactly what he said he was going to do. But this president is running circles around Ronald Reagan just in terms of today. I'm broadcasting live on Saturday, September 15th. So the 20th is this coming Thursday. Think about the past 30 days. Trump was inaugurated on noon, January 20th, which will be 30 days, 1 month, 5 days from today. And you think about the executive orders, DOGE, the canceling of contracts, the termination of employees, the de-weaponization of the Department of Justice, the confirmation of Bobby Kennedy that says, hey, you know what? We're going to focus on health. We're going to focus on, you know, trusting the science and getting that trust back by actually analyzing the science and telling you the truth about the science. All they need to do now, not to mention Chris Wright or Marco Rubio, or for that matter, J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance going to the Munich Security Conference and basically telling the Europeans that, hey, you're destroying Western culture by allowing what you're allowing, you know, just the decimation of free speech, by allowing Islamists to just take over your country. Said it right to their faces. It made them very uncomfortable. That's what we wanted, isn't it? Didn't we want somebody who would stand up and kind of be the bull in the china shop? Break a few eggs, break a few plates, and say we're not going to keep doing things the way we've been doing them for years? That goes back to the very beginning of this program and the whole conversation about Gaza. You know, the idea of redeveloping Gaza, the idea of relocating the Palestinians, as I said on my local program, like last, I don't know, Monday or Tuesday sometime, historically, it's nothing new. But what he's done is he's changed the entire paradigm about how we think about how do we solve this so-called intractable problem by stepping outside the box and saying, let's quit doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, believing that somehow it's going to change, because it's not. Now, that is inevitably going to lead to some people saying, oh, my God, you're going too far. Oh, slow down. It's too fast. Just like Caitlin Collins complaining over at CNN. Oh, my gosh, with this president, sometimes I have to work 7 days a week. I'm not getting paid enough. Well, I work 6 days a week, and I'm not getting paid enough. You're working however many days you're working now. Now you're not getting paid enough. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. The text line is 33103. Use the keyword either Mike or Michael. And don't forget to follow me on X, formerly Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA. Go give me that follow right now. I'll be right back.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother was saying he got life insurance from Ethos. With Ethos, it only took 10 minutes and he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
I love my wife, but like most couples, we had different sleeping needs. One of us likes it warm, and the other prefers to stay cool. I found the perfect fabric to keep us both comfortable. Viscose from bamboo. I'm Tyler, founder of Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth offers the softest, most comfortable sheets, towels, PJs, joggers, and more. If you sleep in our sheets for 100 nights and don't absolutely love your experience, we will refund your money. No questions asked.
Go to CozyEarth.com and use code COZYCOMFORT to save up to 40%. That's CozyEarth.com, code COZYCOMFORT.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic No. 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
If you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday.
Play with your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5 times points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave.
While you're in points,
you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club.
For more information, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Join Token's radio show every Tuesday night starting at 6 on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles.
Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy Tuesday nights at 6 on KCNR.
Hey, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, and I really do appreciate it. The text line number is 33103. Use the keyword Mike or Michael. I remember I read text messages all the time. So for all of you red state listeners, pay attention to this, because I don't think it'll happen in your state, but it shows you the degree to which progressive slash Marxist slash communist will go to steal your Second Amendment rights. You know I'm pretty much a Second Amendment absolutist. The right to keep and bear arms, a well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. What was the well-regulated militia at the time that the Second Amendment was written? It was we the people. It was individuals. Which is why the Supreme Court has ruled that the right to keep and bear arms is an individual right. Oh, Colorado is a classic example of how these communists slash Marxists will do anything to help the criminals and hurt law-abiding citizens. We have being considered in this state something called Senate Bill 3. It was supposed to be voted on yesterday, on Friday. And instead, when it got to the Senate floor, it was subject to a whole bunch of amendments. So now here's what, and Senate Bill 3 originally, it's sponsored by a senator, a state senator, whose son was killed in the Aurora Theater shooting, a mass shooting which occurred years ago. And I understand this father's pain, and he thinks that somehow this is going to, I don't know, maybe he believes it's going to bring his son back. Somehow it's going to atone for, the death of his son. But what it's going to do is it's going to make Colorado a lot less safe and make criminals a lot more empowered. And it's trampling all over my right to defend myself. And I'm sorry that his son died in a mass shooting, but that is no excuse to violate my Second Amendment rights. The bill originally was to outlaw either any long gun or a handgun that had a detachable magazine capable of holding more than 15 or more rounds, which is pretty standard. In other words, virtually every single semi-automatic weapon in the history of this country. So they went through all these amendments yesterday. And actually made the bill, in my opinion, even worse. The bill now says that, you can buy a gun. You can buy one of these guns. It still has to, you can have a detachable magazine, but it still has to hold only 10 rounds or less. You know, every time they tell me about you don't need more than 15 rounds, everybody always forgets the story of the woman in Georgia who was hiding in the closet with her children as some thug was breaking in. You know, every Friday I do something called Taxpayer Relief Shots on my local program. And these are stories from all over the country of individuals or cops or somebody exercising their individual right of self-defense. Either a cop protecting his own life or a homeowner or a business owner or somebody protecting their life through the use of a firearm. And this woman, and I believe it was Georgia, she was hiding in the closet with her two children, shooting through the door, a closed door, as someone continued to break into her home, ostensibly to rob, rape, and kill her. And she ran out of ammo. Yeah. So don't ever tell me that nobody needs more than 15 rounds. Now in Colorado, under this new bill, this just shows you how nuts, and I do mean nuts in every pejorative way that term can be interpreted. A Coloradan would be eligible to purchase any of the guns that the bill currently restricts, you know, has a detachable magazine, 15 or more rounds, only if we've done the following three things. If I have received from my local sheriff, after I submit my fingerprints for a criminal background screening, I would get an ID card, much like they have in Illinois, an FIOD card. They're going to do the same thing in Colorado. They would qualify me not to buy the gun, but would qualify me to participate in a safety course, a gun safety course. So I have to go to the sheriff, submit my fingerprints, have a background check done, and then the sheriff may or may not issue an identity card that qualifies me to go sign up for a firearm safety class. Now, once I get the ID card from the sheriff, complete an extended firearm safety course within 5 years before the purchase, or complete both a hunter safety course and a basic firearm safety course within 5 years before the purchase. And then having completed all of those steps, pass an examination testing my knowledge of the safety course's subject matter with a score of not less than 90%. That's only the beginning. That's to exercise a constitutional right. Now, to get the ID card, I got to pay a fee to the sheriff. And to take the course required for the ability to purchase one of these restricted firearms, I have to pay a fee that's going to be determined by the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Office. Well, so they get to set the fee? That means the legislature doesn't have the cojones on their own to set the fee. And that fee gets paid to the instructor of the course, and then the instructor will submit the fee to the state to fund another part of the bill that is even worse. And I'll tell you about that in a second. So these sheriffs, they're going to issue these ID cards. You have to give your full name, the county of issuance. They have to verify your signature. It goes through the training safety course record system. So what's that? Oh, that's to pay the instructor, and that's to build a state-owned list of individuals who own semi-automatic guns. That's exactly what they're doing. They're creating a list of gun owners in the state of Colorado, which obviously is, you know, so if they ever want to confiscate guns, they'll know, oh, hey, Michael Brown got an ID card and went through this course, and then he purchased the gun, which he had to register with the state, so now we know that he has that gun. Democrats don't care about constitutionality. Democrats in Colorado don't give a rat's ass about it. But get this. The sheriff has absolute discretion to either deny or revoke the ID card. The sheriff doesn't have to issue the ID card. It's totally up to them. So they can deny it for any reason or no reason. All to exercise. You know, if you think this is bad, apply it to your right of free speech or your right against a unlawful search and seizure. Colorado has gone off the deep end. It could come to you. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. We'll be back after the news.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY. It's GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit iZERVAY.com. That's iZERVAY.com.
Happy New Year, Reading, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.